Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. It's season three, and we're discussing becoming a better artist. Last episode, to be honest, I don't remember a damn thing I talked about. So we're just going to get into what I'm thinking about today, which is boils down to motivation, accountability, and recognizing that we have to do what we do for more than just the money. So let's get right into this. Over the last 4 to 6 months, so from the end of 2020 into 2021, because at the time of this recording, it's January 7th, 2021, I was talking with my wife, and I admitted to her that more frequently than ever, I was struggling with a true lack of motivation. Sometimes you don't know what to do or you're not sure where to start, but you can still sit down and do the work. And I have, not to brag or anything, but I have a pretty good history of being able to just sit down and do the work. I've accomplished a lot of things that I think when you compare to the absolute lack of financial compensation that is connected to them, I've produced a lot of work. And I think that that's not uncommon among artists. We do what we do because we love to create. And so that's not a complaint. It's just an acknowledgement of the fact that I have the established fortitude to sit down and produce work, whether I'm being paid for it or not, because I want to create. But I've struggled with this over the last 4 to 6 months. And sure, I mean, part of it's probably dealing with the pandemic. I know part of it is dealing with the social climate of the world that we live in. And I believe that there is an accountability for creators, whether you create music or you write novels or you make comic books or anything, actors. I mean, pick a creative field. Even people, believe it or not, even people who create food, we have an impact on the world around us. We have a responsibility to be socially conscious. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be uber political, and it certainly isn't meant as a justification to try and shove our beliefs down the throats of people who might pay attention to us. But there is a responsibility regarding being socially conscious. And that comes down to realizing that we're creating content and media that people are going to consume, and they might consume it over and over and over again. And if the things that we produce encourage or foster a certain thought process or attitude or emotion, then we might be adding fuel to a fire that we don't want to get any bigger. And that's a challenge, especially with storytellers, because there is always a balance between writing and producing the story you want to tell, being able to explore the journey, as it were, but remembering and having your audience remember that it's not a direct reflection of you as the individual. It's simply the story that you're exploring within that context. Like, for example, there's plenty of people who have made horror movies and serial killer movies, and we've all heard of Stephen King. The content that's produced by these individuals is not a direct reflection of the individual. Like, they're not mass murderers and killers and sociopaths, but they do take the time to explore the very real fear and depth that's connected with those concepts, and that's interesting. So that's a balance that is a struggle at times. And with the social climate that's existed and the really coming to terms with the reality that I guess I was a bit naive is a way to put it. You know, with how I grew up and the people I grew up around and knowing how I feel about individuals, I just assumed people were better than they were. And then the attitudes that have come out, the abhorrent, prejudicial statements and actions that have happened, the very real, now documented and shameful way that systemic racism impacts even a creator's voice is just abhorrent to me. It's terrible. And I'm, you know, for those who don't know, who might listen to this, I'm a middle-aged white guy from the Midwest. Like, I am attracted to women, and so I'm basically, not an oppressed individual. I didn't grow up in an environment of a lot of built-in privilege and opportunity, but I do recognize that the fact that I am not a person of color who might also be a member of the LGBTQ community or anything like that, that I wasn't put into a slot where the cultural norms and accepted biases that we just stopped thinking about, there weren't built-in limitations. So if I wanted to push myself and accomplish things, I was allowed to do that. And people didn't try to just get in my way because I was a white dude. And I recognize now that there are people who are not middle-aged white dudes from the Midwest who very much combat that that challenge or the obstacle or whatever term they have to deal with that bullshit. And there was a point in the last 4 to 6 months where at one moment I just was like, well, why do I even create them? Because, is my creating making it so that this other person's not going to get an opportunity? I didn't want to perpetuate that, the situation. And I realized, I thought about it, and I came to two conclusions. One, I'm going to continue to create because I need to do it for me. And even though there's moments, like honestly, tonight, I have something I need to draw. And instead, I chose to push myself to do another episode of the podcast because it's also overdue. I'm struggling with my ability to create because of the emotional impact of the climate of the world that we live in. And with that, my voice is a voice that might connect with an audience, and I might have something to offer to anyone who may take in the content that I create. At the same time, I made the commitment that I would never push myself without acknowledging all the other creators around me. I posted something on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook the other day. It was a call out to storytellers. And I posted it on December 31st. And I asked them to join me in making 2021 our year. Making it our year in the sense that all of our voices are valid. And no matter where you're coming from, if you have a story, if you have art, if you have something to show other people, then create it. Even if you're like me and you have to create it and publish it on your own and hope that it finds an audience, do it anyways. Like, don't let anything that currently exists stand in the way of our ability to put our story out so that someone who needs to hear it or might benefit from hearing it will have the opportunity to do so. And that's where the accountability comes in. Storytellers change the world. You look through artists' history, looking at artists and playwrights and performers and musicians. There are great moments in social history where things changed, things shifted, and they did so because a creative person stood up and shared their voice, shared their art, and allowed people to join them in that experience. And it changed either an individual or an entire generation's viewpoint forever. And we have the responsibility as artists to do this, to put ourselves out there and be vulnerable and be open to the idea that I would willingly take the opposition of 10 people if it meant that one person might be encouraged by what I have to say. And I can say that because I know that everything I say comes from a position of growth and support and being a building. I don't endorse or produce anything that is designed to shame or attack or tear down anyone. I want all of us to be better than who we were yesterday and to continue to grow and to do so on purpose. So I'll put myself out there and welcome the criticism of people if it means that I can find just one person who might be encouraged enough to share their voice. And I think about this because this year in 2021 is the 20th anniversary of me purposefully pursuing professional art as a career. And on one side of things, I've had the good fortune to accomplish everything I've set out to do, with the exception of my art doesn't pay my bills. Like, that's just the reality of it at this point. And I hope that someday that changes. But I've published comic books, I've published graphic novels, I've published a novel, I've done work for publishers, I've done work for the newspaper, I'm nationally and internationally published. I've accomplished everything I've set out to do from a can I create this standpoint. And someone, say a young person, who's still a child, maybe, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old, might see me and say, "Yeah, I like his work. I want to understand." And they might be motivated to learn from my journey. And they could turn around and have the career I've always wanted. And as corny as it sounds, that would be awesome to know that through my effort to try and become a better artist, I helped someone who is just blossoming to see the things that I wish I would have seen at 10, 12, 13 years old. And they use that to go out and make a career and a life for themselves that I hope is beautiful and amazing and full of adventure and prosperity, and most importantly, gives them the freedom to create. And so that's the second lesson, I guess, or the second part of the Becoming a Better Artist series for season 3, is just the recognition that we have to continue. Even when it's hard, even when we can't think of what to draw or write that day, or we can't even think of picturing ourselves behind the drawing board or at the computer, we need to still put ourselves there, and we need to take whatever it takes to, whether it's coffee or just a stern, hard conversation with ourselves, we need to do the work and produce something, because somewhere out there is a person who wants to see what you're going to create next. They want to go on the journey with you, and they want to see you prosper. And some of those people will actually financially support your efforts to make that possible. And we rob ourselves of the opportunity of experiencing that blessing if we don't persevere through the times when we struggle with being the person we know we need to be, which is an artist and a storyteller and a creator. So if you are like me and you want to become a better artist, then that's the takeaway from this episode. I hope you create something wonderful. And you can look me up on social media and tell me what it is that you're working on. I'm genuinely interested. Even if it's something I don't even like, I just like seeing other creators succeed. I mean, that can sound cheesy, but it's true. So please, go create, and don't ever stop creating, especially when it's hard. Persevere, because long-term success only grows out of the soil of perseverance. And be well, friends. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast.